This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Can't make an accurate prediction, but it is going to be very disturbing. I will guarantee you that, because when you have an outbreak in one part of the country, even though in other parts of the country they're doing well, they are vulnerable. I made that point very clearly last week at a press conference. We can't just focus on those areas that are having the surge. It puts the entire country at risk. I am also quite concerned about what we are seeing evolve right now in several of the states. As you know, in four of the states, in Florida, Texas, California, and Arizona, more than 50% of the new infections are in those areas where we're seeing surges.
All right, so that's Anthony Fauci. He's warning of 100,000 new cases a day. The federal government ran out of the free masks, by the way, if you were hoping to grab one of those. And in front of the Senate, he said, look, when you look at these regions and you heard that, there are a lot of areas that are just at risk. There's 40,000 new cases being reported a day. He is concerned about that 60,000 plus jump, so meaning gets to 100,000 a day. And he told this at a hearing, said this at a hearing of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. That's where he was in front of. You know, I always think this. You hear about, oh, somebody testified on the Hill today. Where? Where did they testify? There's so many bloody committees. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this little corner of the world. I hope whatever hamlet you're from, you are safe, cozy, and warm. Or at least you have air and fans, because it's starting to get hot in a lot of places. Where I am in our mini studio, I'm not complaining, still thriving, kicking, all that, but it was felt like it was 109 degrees. Oh, 109 degrees. That's when you get those droopy lids and you can't figure out, why am I so bloody tired? Why am I so tired? Anyway, so, of course, we're always going to jump into what's going on with COVID-19, because, like it or not, this is the conversation in my backyard and your backyard. How is it affecting you economically? What's in your wallet? What's happening politically speaking? What's going on with the mask situation? What's going on in your particular, like I said, hamlet versus outside of it? You know, I think of it as where you are. If you were to trace it, if you're in the middle of the circle, then what about the outer ring and the ring after that, and ultimately the furthest out ring from where it is that you live, that they're seeing more cases? Or maybe you're listening to me in Buffalo, New York, and it's not so bad because they knocked this sucker down. Or Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut, or New Jersey, or New York. And because of that, what they're saying in the tri-state is, yeah, don't come visiting. If you're from here, have relatives from here, want to come here, you might have to wait. So they're restricting access from 16 states because of the fear of the coronavirus spread. So it's a mandatory quarantine of 14 days. So let me give you an example from my life, for example. If I wanted to go to New Jersey to see my family, my cousins, so I hang out with them, they're the best. They're like brothers and sisters. I gotta live in their basement. If I can live in their basement for 14 days. I want to go see my great aunt in Connecticut. I have a similar situation in a very cool place, Mystic, Connecticut. I would find myself in that same situation. In New York, I have a plethora of friends and family, too, so I can't go see them. I can't drive up there in my car unless I flip the plates like a con. I can't do it. As of Tuesday, that they're restricting those 16 states. Like I said, what are the 16 states? Are you curious? Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Nevada, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. So, again, there's your example. You want to go visit somebody, you're going there for a reason, you cannot. And then the Europeans said, yeah, you want that European vacation because you're getting all these cheap deals to jump on Funjet, Southwest, Delta, wherever. Mm-mm. You can't come here. We don't want you. The EU said, uh-uh, we don't want you because we don't want to get the virus. We see what you're doing. We see the spread, and we're not interested. So also travelers from other big countries like Russia, Brazil, and India, they can't go to any of the EU areas either. They say they're going to reopen borders to travelers from 14 countries, but most Americans have been refused entry for at least another 2 weeks. And that's at least another 2 weeks. I feel like we have the plague. And that's what I was thinking today. It's nobody, you're not wanted. There's no room at the inn. It is kind of creepy, I got to say. You know, I was a big fan of The Walking Dead. And The Walking Dead, of course, and we had some of the actors from The Walking Dead even on the show. I was such a big fan of it. And they canceled their season. I mean, they have the season, but they canceled the season. They're not going to show the season. And why is the reason for that? Because it's too creepy. It's too creepy and eerie and too similar in a way to what we're experiencing. And so now we're experiencing that prejudice. You can't come here because you're from the United States of America. So odd. Normally, Americans embraced or at least considered a curiosity where you're asked a zillion questions about what's it like to live in the United States. But that's just a little piece of this iceberg. So let's talk about what I call the death odometer. 129,000 people have died in this country. Good news. Always looking for the silver lining, can't help it, glass is half full, and I want to give you that glass half full instead of being so caustic every single time I crack open the mic. 826,000 people have recovered of 2.68 million cases. Now, worldwide, it's worth mentioning 510,000 deaths, 5.32 million recovered, and that's out of 10.4 million confirmed cases. So the questions just abound over what's safe, what's risky, and who's suing. I'll tell you one group of people, one profession where they are booming mostly, and that's the law profession, because people are seeking out lawyers for all kinds of things, including, eventually, sadly, divorces, because people are realizing they're not getting along with their spouse and they're getting on their nerves and they're like hamsters in a cage and they can't deal with it. They don't want to creatively figure out how to have any kind of psychological help through a doc-in-the-box kind of thing. I'm not saying all. I'm saying some. So I have a buddy in divorce law, and he says it's through the roof. But that's not the only type of litigation. Suing over all kinds of things related to COVID. Related to COVID, right? And, you know, you look at gyms. How many people are going back to gyms? A quarter of gym goers don't think they're going to ever return to fitness clubs because of coronavirus. I was one of those people. It was good. I'd go to the gym and push it hard, right? Because I'm sitting behind this mic. I'm sitting on my derriere too much. You can relate. And walking around the block or a couple of miles isn't enough. But going back to the gym when it's not safe or doesn't feel safe, or you hear the rumor about three guys that were lifting weights that got COVID-19, hang with us.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Put this in the rearview mirror is with a vaccine. In the meantime, what we're all trying to demonstrate for everybody in the country is the single most important thing you can do, not only to protect yourself, but protect others until we get a vaccine, put on the mask. It's not complicated.
The president has said he has no problem with masks, that he encourages people to make whatever decision is best for their safety and to follow what their local jurisdictions say. CDC guidelines are still recommended but not required. And the president is the most tested man in America. It's his decision whether to wear a mask.
All right, that's the White House press secretary, of course. And before that, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, who is vocal about a mask, wears a mask, talks about wearing a mask. Lots of Republicans are out there stumping for mask wearing and talking about why and how easy it is. And it could help us economically because we could get back to work, meaning we collectively with these businesses that are going down because all of a sudden, just like Texas and Arizona, they have these hot spots. So bars that were opening are shut down. And that's why some of them are enraged and are suing the governor and the state of Texas, for example, a couple of the bars anyway. But wearing a face mask is, we know, politically charged. It's sensitive. I'm going to agree with Sean Hannity, my pal in New York, and say, if you want to go and sit at a game again, if you want to, and I do, if I want to sit in the press box, if you want to go to a game and watch a game, if you want to be somewhere where you can sit, we're going to have to wear masks. Because if we wear masks, we can kill this SOB. Seriously, I wish it wasn't that way. Are you kidding? What's my best asset? The smile. I like people. I like to talk. I'm talking for a living. So it's it's not something I would say, oh, I love this. This is incredible. Let me design a few, you know, different kinds of patterns here, and let me get out a sewing machine and make different masks. No. But bottom line is, I, first of all, don't want to harm anyone that I happen to be around. And I'm in one of those flare-up states in Texas, like many of you listening to me, and like my pals in Tucson, in Arizona, and I got lots of friends in Arizona, California, Florida, same thing. And here's the thing, you know, we know, and according to this new report, even from Goldman Sachs, they're saying, you know, you look at this, and you look at the, you look at where we're headed, and they're saying a national mask mandate would lower the virus infections and help the recovery while we're getting squeezed to death economically. So if you raise the percentage of people who wear masks by, let's say, 15 percentage points and cut the daily growth rate of cases by 1%, this is to Goldman Sachs theory of numbers, then you think about that. They analyzed it. They would cut it down, the growth rate, by one percentage point. And they say, you look at what that would mean economically, and it would be much less of a hit on the GDP. Much less of a hit. But trying to convince people of that, right? So instead, right now, we got about 5%, it's looking like we're in that direction, that's going to be subtracted from the U.S. gross domestic product. And states that don't have a state-level mandate account for 40% of total confirmed cases in the U.S., roughly 45% of the GDP and the population. I don't know. I'm a numbers person. I look at the statistics, and of all places to get the statistics, Goldman Sachs, let's just say I triple-checked. But yes, it's true, right? And I would rather take it now, and I would rather do that and get this moving and move on out and try to move up to that vaccine. Because, by the way, with the vaccine, we don't know. I'm so sick of saying we don't know, but we don't know how soon that's going to happen. And according to Anthony Fauci, the top doc, we'd be lucky if we're talking about 2021. Can you imagine? So think about a year from now, we're having the same conversation. I go back into the audio vault and I ask Eric the Great, the technical director for this particular show, to go back and find this show and me talking about the whole waiting game, the statistics, and we're rehashing the same thing, and we're giving you numbers and cases, and I can't work on the vaccine. That's not my forte, but some brilliant people are doing it, and they want to solve the problem. No question about that. Right? For so many reasons. I've talked about this, obviously, to be the hero. Think about it. Nobel Prize, imagine. But ego aside, just to have that impact, to help millions and millions of people. But when the USA Today, for example, I did an unofficial poll and talked to a couple of different doctors who I know are not specifically working on the vaccine, but are one person removed from it, let's say. One was one person removed from somebody that was, and one was two people removed. But they put together a panel of just known experts to estimate how far away we are from a vaccine that would be available to all of us. So we're heading into July. In fact, we're in July, probably where you're listening to me, some of you anyway. And repeatedly, we keep hearing from Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert at the National Institutes of Health, that he's hoping, that's what I just said, he's hoping early 2021 we would see a vaccine. How realistic is it? You've got AstraZeneca pledging to have at least 300 million doses for the U.S. delivered as early as October, probably before a vaccine's approved. A White House-led partnership, Operation Warp Speed, allocated almost $10 billion to the effort. As much as $1.2 billion, of course, has been promised on, hey, whoever the single vaccine candidate is. So they're cutting through the red tape. They, being the government, the administration, and the people who are working on the vaccine. Because this is absolutely to everybody's advantage. So when you look at understanding how close we are and what has to happen, you have people, for example, like the director of vaccine education at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. My favorite cousin is a nurse there. And he says, I think we'll have a vaccine by the middle of next year. Middle of next year is where most of the estimates fall. And this panel, the USA Today assembled, they're agreeing on that. They're thinking middle of next year. Because you got to get a safe and effective vaccine. So you got to be poking, testing, doing all of that. But before a vaccine ends up in a pharmacy or a doctor's office, they have to produce hundreds of millions of doses, then deliver them across the country and eventually the world. So how do we decide who gets it first? There is a sense of urgency, and I feel that sense of urgency. This is a historic, incredible, global moment. There is basic science behind dozens of vaccine development efforts. So let's see. And it's an international push to create this vaccine. Corporations, government agencies, and others. Anybody trying to get this. Anybody with some cash, some know-how, some inventiveness. I'm going to call it because you have to really, I mean, the way you look and twist and turn things, you have to have that kind of mind for what I call reverse engineering, solving the riddle. And I guess the biggest thing is, it's not so much about when I can go to my doctor's office and get the shot, is when do we have enough to prevent a resurgence or recirculation among our population? I mean, among the world's population, and certainly here in the U.S., because you have to have enough, because that's not going to protect us. So it's not just, wow, this works. It's the outcomes of how many people can get tested, how many people get the vaccine, how quickly can we get the massive amounts of doses once the vaccine is here. Uh-huh. The vaccine doesn't arrive to the party and say, I'm here, throw me the party. No, because it's got to multiply. We need tons of doses. Middle of next year, totally safe. We're all sane still. I'm up for that. If it's earlier, oh, I'm even more up for that. You're thinking about that, too. In fact, I got a ton of email related to COVID-19 and a few other things, of course, as well. So we're going to hightail it down to the mailroom. I'll meet you there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers want answers after U.S. intelligence found the Kremlin offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American troops. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says President Trump needs to take this seriously.
The president called this a hoax publicly. Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel says he finds President Trump's denial that he knew anything about this to be baffling.
I mean, it comes into question the fact that a bounty put on American troops. If that isn't something to go crazy about, then I don't know what is.
The Democrats who were briefed by White House officials say the full Congress must be briefed by top intelligence officials. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden says someone is derelict in their duties. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is rejecting bans of public money going to religious schools. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In the 5-4 ruling, the court sided with parents who'd wanted to send their kids to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed for tax credits to private schools. However, that program had barred any government money to schools controlled by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg writing in her dissent, the Free Exercise Clause has always been interpreted as what government cannot do with the individual, not in what individuals can exact from the government.
On Capitol Hill, infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is worried about spikes in COVID-19 cases.
We are now having 40-plus thousand new cases a day. I would not be surprised if we go up to 100,000 a day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have found ourselves in the mailroom. We're going to hit the mailbag, and there was a ton of it from many of you talking about coronavirus. Either you're sick of it, you're tired of the whole mass debate thing, you just want things to get back to the way they were, and I hate it too. But it's not going to get back to the way it was. Whatever the new is, I mean, it's going to be new. Everything's going to change in our world. Even if tomorrow this all lifted, there are things that just won't be the same, that's for sure. So this one was from Al, and that's exactly what he said. He said, "Hey, Kate, I live in Arizona. Thanks for all the shout-outs to Tucson. And, you know, in Tucson, we're doing pretty good, meaning you know the people here. You've talked about it. And we're hanging in just like everybody else. But we look at what's happening with the gyms and the bars and the nightclubs and the mandatory shutdowns and the spikes and the younger people who are getting it, some of the younger people who are in fact dying of it, and it's just the worst to hear those stories. It's tough for my wife and I to, and we're in our mid-50s, it's tough for my wife and I to watch the news or listen to some of what we hear on the great station you're on, because we feel so God awful for the people who find themselves stumbling to the hospital in hopes of a bed. And of course, everyone's paranoia is you're going to be on a ventilator, and who knows if you're ever going to come out of being on a ventilator. But we are hanging in, although the number of cases certainly has risen. Yeah, you're not kidding, Al. Keep hanging in there. You're right. The numbers, because numbers have gone up, they're doing what they have to do. So shutting down what has made the uptick where too many people gather, and of course that goes to the younger patients thing, which I agree. I think it's so sad to see the surge of young people getting the virus, and they aren't just asymptomatic. Some of them are seriously ill. I mean, on a ventilator at 27 or 40 years old or in your 30s? Yikes. I mean, yikes. So most of the doctors are saying, especially when they're in this situation, they're saying, go and wear a mask. You know, mask up when you're out in public. Stay home, social distance consistently. Do that, and we'll get through the pandemic. And that's the thing. So that's how we're going to get through this as fast as possible. Whether you hate it, whatever, I get it. I mean, seriously, is anybody going to say, I absolutely love wearing a mask? You can tell. People, as soon as they get to their car, boom, they're taking them off. They're done. They're not enjoying running around with face masks on. But because of what it does, that's the key. All right, this one is from Paul in Portland. I like that. Paul in Portland. Paul in Portland needs to call the show. So Paul says, hey, Kate, I'm so bummed. I was supposed to, and I know everybody has a story about what they were going to do and where they were going to go, but I was headed to Las Vegas to have a bachelor party, and I'm so sad to see what's been happening with casinos and whatnot, because Vegas is a place that, while reopening, there are just too many there are too many creepy things happening, too many people not wearing masks, and Nevada, of course, has now put the clamp on certain things, and it's too bad, because nobody in my party, let's say, really wanted to go. They did, but their girlfriends and wives put the kibosh on it and said, no way, and we had all kinds of, honestly, cool things planned, but now that's not going to happen, and in fact, probably I'll do a reverse bachelor party, and it'll happen after I'm married, and who knows how long after I'm married that'll happen. Yeah, that's interesting. So, woohoo, the bachelor party. Oh, the married batch party. We'll just do it afterwards. You know what? You could do social distancing. I had a nephew who did a bachelor party, but it was limited. They went somewhere. I mean, that could happen, but that's not the same as going. Definitely not the same as going to Vegas. Definitely not. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe. I like this one. You have the yin and the yang. And Joe says, Kate, this whole thing about the president's response to the Russian bounties on the U.S. troops and the people on the Hill saying, oh, we want answers from the president, and then others verifying that if it wasn't verified information, how would he have sat there and gone through all of it, and all of the constant bickering about this. And I get it. I think it's a horrific story, but if it's true, they'd have to nail that sucker tight. And I do think sometimes that there's a little bit of that, let's get him. It's like whatever they can do to pull this man down is what they're doing. In all fairness, I will say I voted for Donald Trump. I don't like everything he does. I hate the whole Twitter thing. It's annoying, and I think it puts him in a bad, paints him in a bad light, and half the time it's just nonsense. But I do like some of what he's done, but he's already been pushed down the hill. And in this situation, he just keeps getting pushed down the hill even more. So you've got U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who called and spoke with the Taliban's chief negotiator, a spokesman for the insurgents, with this whole controversy thing, and was told about the U.S. intelligence that Russia was paying the Taliban to kill U.S. and NATO soldiers in Afghanistan. So Pompeo and Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar held a video conference late on Monday, where Pompeo pressed the insurgents to reduce violence in Afghanistan and discussed ways of moving a peace deal signed between the U.S. and the Taliban in February forward. So that happened as the U.S. peace envoy, that call happened with Zalmay Khalilzad, who's touring the area to try to advance the deal, and you think of where they're going, Islamabad, to Qatar, and etc., where the Taliban have an actual political office. So this is critical. I mean, this implementation of the U.S.-Taliban deal, if it's going to happen, if this negotiation is going to come down to the wire, it looks like it's coming down to the wire. The agreement calls for Kabul to release 5,000 imprisoned Taliban, while the insurgents would release 1,000 government and military personnel they hold captive. But the prisoner releases have been marked by delays. Kabul so far has released 3,500. The Taliban have freed about 700. So in the middle of all of this, you've got that happening. You've got all of this happening in the middle of it. Boy. I don't know that they make this happen. I'm not so sure. It has to happen quickly, I guess. Let's put it that way. And everywhere they're talking about the U.S. soldiers being bait, basically, and which is sickening, of course, in itself. But who knew what when? It seems like we're always asking that question. When did they know? How did they find out? What happened? I mean, those are like your key questions almost to anyone on the Hill, from the very biggest to somebody not as well known, but you just hear that they testify. But it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, constantly. All right, this one is from Kelly, and Kelly says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I am looking at the Major League Baseball season, and is it really going to happen? I heard you talking about it the other day. Minor League Baseball was canceled because of the virus. Why doesn't Major League Baseball do the same thing when you have so many players who could test positive for COVID-19? What are the risks to everybody else? How do they pull that off without it being a complete farce? It was smart for Major League Baseball to ditch officially, for the first time ever, to ditch minor league baseball. Don't you think? Because why would you have the two simultaneously going on? Yeah, it officially canceled on Tuesday for the first time in 120 years. And, of course, it's the novel coronavirus. 40 or more teams at the lowest levels probably played their last game. And it's unprecedented, obviously, but it's an unprecedented time. There's just too much uncertainty surrounding the 2020 season, and then the teams can just plan for 2021. That's the key, plan for 2021. And I think Major League Baseball may find themselves in an incredible predicament. I mean, they agreed with the Players Union last week to play a 60-game schedule that's supposed to start the 23rd or 24th of July. We'll see if they resume that or not. And, of course, how long is spring training? What spring training? It's a hop, skip, and a jump, and we're into the regular season, the shortened season already. Nothing short about this. Raise your hand if you like leftovers. We're headed there for our final segment of this hour. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Intro for that. So leftovers is all the things that we don't get to talk about because we're always talking about COVID and what's going on with the virus and then a few other bombs that go off, like American soldiers being targets. And what did the president know or didn't know? When did he know it? And what's the White House saying? And what are we doing about that, by the way? And other offshoots, serious offshoots, like Minneapolis and what they're doing with their policies, or this is a big story, and this is more than a leftover, but the Mississippi governor signed a bill abandoning the Confederate symbol on the flag, and what a turnaround that was, because it had flown over the state for more than a century. Boom, down, gone. So that was us dominoes to fall because there was no movement of that. But the governor, a Republican, signed the bill and stripped it out. It's gone. I mean, they took it right down. And the new flag's design is going to be determined later, but they're barring it from including the most recognizable icon of the Confederacy, so which is many people look at and say, listen, this is, and it is, because it's associated with slavery and it's associated with things that happened so long ago. So this was not happening, and then finally it happened. So he signed it, and now it's about what the flag is going to look like next. They debated the change even over the weekend with supporters of a change, saying the flag had become just a symbol of hatred, and that's it. And boom. And opponents of jettisoning it said history would be abandoned and called instead for a statewide vote. But the lawmakers are like, no way. They voted to approve it, and applause broke out everywhere inside the Capitol, and that was it. And the State House Speaker for Mississippi, Philip Gunn, a Republican, said this is a new day for Mississippi. We're not disregarding our heritage. We're not ignoring the past, but we're embracing the future here. And that's what he said. So that obviously has been very, very big in discussing symbols and statues. And that moment is something that didn't seem like it was going to happen, but now it has happened. All right, other leftovers some of the leftovers can be, you know, kind of lighthearted things that maybe I would have thrown in and we would have talked about. One of the things that I've talked about with people who are involved in this game, I've done it with the Forbes Books at Bedtime, is driverless cars. So Amazon is snapping up the driverless car maker Zook for a deal that's $1.2 billion. Jeff Bezos, it's like pocket change for him. It's like a night at the craps table. But anyway, they've spent the last couple of years working on a robo-taxi, that company. And we've been hearing about driverless cars for a long time. But developing the technology is very challenging, very expensive. And this guy has serious coin, like bottomless cash. So maybe this becomes a reality. Maybe this becomes a reality for Jeff Bezos. Here's what I love. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, not to be outdone, denounced the deal in a tweet. He called Bezos a copycat. Because, of course, they're in the driver's seat, so to speak, they think anyway, of the driverless car revolution. But they've had some roadblocks. They've had some roadblocks because this isn't easy to make this work. Think about getting in a driverless car. It has to work. There have to be things that happen. All right, Facebook. Boy, Facebook getting slapped in all kinds of directions. The New York Times is saying that each boycott, because you got big companies boycotting, are costing big Mark Zuckerberg and his company big bucks. So advertisers who are splitting. The numbers could be $17.7 billion in revenue. And that was just last quarter. So Facebook's advertisers are small businesses that can't afford to boycott mostly, but the high-profile dropouts matter. So Facebook's stock heading into the weekend was down, if you didn't pay attention to this, 8.3%. You know how much that erased out of Zuck's pockets? $7 billion. $7 billion. Seriously, really, that's crazy, isn't it? Oh, crazy, 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 crazy. Bikes. A lot of people are bike riding to restaurants that they can sit outdoors and have a brew because it's not the whole bar scene. It's just a few cocktails on the menu, or just to have a sandwich or whatever it is, or just to get some exercise. But I can tell you, bikes are so elusive. Bike sales have gone through the roof. It's tough to find a bike. And when you call any bike shop, they'll tell you it's tough to find a bike. So they're having a renaissance. Not that people weren't buying bikes, but not to the level that they are now. And how do I know this? Because I have a bike that the hubs got me knowing, of course, I'm getting in shape, always getting in shape. And he said, ride the bike. And he got me a bike. And he wants a similar bike. And they don't have it anywhere. So it's like, we'll build the bike for you if we can order it and find it. It's like, what is this, like the driverless car? We'll build it. We'll send it. How much cash do they think we're going to spend for this bike? So Eric, the technical maestro, shares that whole bike thing with me. And I think you were out doing the bike riding kind of mountain bike thing earlier on Tuesday, weren't you?
Earlier today.
So in doing that, how many miles do you go?
I'd say about, I think it's like 7 or 8.
Oh, so round trip 7 or 8 miles.
Yeah, it takes usually about like 25 to 30 minutes.
Are you trying to do that every day?
No, probably like 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's like me, because that's it. I can only get up for it 2 to 3 times a week, but it feels good when you're riding, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it's fun, too. And you're doing more of the mountain bike thing. You're looking for people listening that may do the same thing. You're looking for dirt trails and that kind of thing.
Yep. Hills.
And me, you're looking for hills and dirt trails. I live in flat lands. I'm looking for just smooth pavements. Because here's the thing. So a lot of people I know are big-time bike riders. Like, my doctor is a big rider, and he's been hit 4 times.
Oh, by a car?
Yeah, by a car. Like, he'll say, guess what happened? I'll be like, you got hit by a car again. Yeah, I was making a turn, and he does it. They hit him. And this woman wasn't paying attention, and I ended up on her roof. I'm like, wow, that does not encourage me to ride a bike.
No, they hurt.
It would hurt. Absolutely. Now, you have a light bike. I have a light bike, too, and it's kind of a hybrid bike. It's a Cannondale, and it's smooth. It's good. It's fitness, gravel, mountain, commuter bikes. It's the whole thing, and it's light because I can't be hauling some big bike on my back. It's not like I'm one of these 25-year-olds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fun, though, isn't it?
Carrying your bike?
No, carrying my bike is atrocious. I mean, riding the bike, going on the bike, even if it's a couple times a week.
Yeah, yeah, I start to look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And for some of the people who are older who are listening, you know, they have those trikes, and they're huge. They're huge in retirement communities. Have you seen them?
Like that little kids ride?
But they're big. So they're built for... Oh, they're so cool. I'll have to send you... this is radio, but I'll have to post a picture of it because my aunt is really getting herself in good shape, and she's got a trike. And it sounds funny to say that, but it's a good, throw a basket on it, go run errands or whatever. I'm going to tell everyone listening. So in my book, I talk about living in California, and I lived in a great place on the Central Coast. And we used to ride in between towns. Eric, this is a great leftover. And I rode from Morro Bay to San Luis Obispo. People, look it up. That was tons of miles and lots of hills. Don't you think that's pretty cool?
That's awesome. I haven't even done that. That's what I want to do.
All right. Look on the map. It is on your bucket list, all of you. It's cheap. It's fun. And you can get beer, ice cream, burger, once everything opens up, at the end of the trail. This is the end of this hour. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.